This February, Black History Month, artists across the country are celebrating the accomplishments of other influential Black Americans, which is why I was in downtown Phoenix recently to meet a man named Giovanni Dixon. He's putting the finishing touches on a 13-foot mural. Cars rush by on a busy street. Big commercial jets fly low overhead on their way to the airport.
This whole wall is done with spray paint.
Wow.
Yep.
Dixon is strong and confident, but he uses a delicate touch to put down fine layers of black paint. He's working on the portrait of a doctor named Vivian Thomas, one of three black medical pioneers depicted on this mural.
A lot of times in art, they tell you not to use black, but I think as far as like murals go and outdoor stuff, with the sun being so harsh, I think it helps to push blacks, so then it creates that more, that depth, so it looks more realistic and more, there's more pop.
So if you look at this project and the men that you're painting on this building right here, do they have special significance to you as you kind of like spend time with their faces and kind of learn who they are?
Yeah, there's always an interesting approach to it all, because these are three men I never knew about, right? And I get to also learn, not only practice my craft and get better and sharpen my, you know, my skills, I get to learn about, you know, black men that have come before me and done significant things in areas and places that we don't usually get credit for. And for me, and I feel like that's what I'm doing too. It's not an area, my craft is not an area that we often get credit for. We're doing something that's off the beaten path, quote unquote, which is sports or entertainment of some sort.
So who are the men on this mural? I asked that question of Gisette Knight, the organizer of the Black History Mural Project, is here watching Dixon paint.
These are three amazing men. So over here to the left, you have Dr. Charles Drew. He's the one at the bottom. He's the one that discovered blood plasma. So because of him, we have blood banks and we have blood transfusions. On top, we have Dr. Daniel H. Williams. He is on record as being the first, not the first African-American, but the first man to conduct a successful open heart surgery. And then right here we have Dr. Vivian Thomas, who discovered the method to treat blue baby syndrome through operation.
All three of these men were pioneers in their fields, and yet I imagine they probably faced significant challenges as well because they were black men.
Correct. Especially during their time. Dr. Vivian Thomas, he wasn't getting credit for a lot of the discoveries that he came upon. And so you could just imagine how many more black people discovered and invented things and, you know, they didn't get the credit for. So that's why this project is significant. We're acknowledging them and giving them their flowers.
Yeah, what are you trying to do with this project? It looks like you're trying to get 28 of these murals up around the city over the 28 days of February.
Not just the city, Peter. We're painting in other cities. We got Dallas, we're doing 28. We got LA, we're doing 28. And we got Atlanta, we're doing 28. And we're having the kids write essays on each of the figures. So you have 28 murals with a total of 85 figures that's going up.
Knight is working with schools to help teach the stories of these icons from the past. Other murals honor athletes like Alice Coachman and Thomas Smith, who made Olympic history. There's another telling the story of the four little girls who died in the Birmingham church bombing in 1963. And there is a lot of learning to do. In Phoenix, just 7% of the population is black, a far cry from other big cities like New York, where Knight is originally from.
When we're putting these murals up, they don't know who these people are, specifically black folks. So it's evidence showing that, you know, the stories aren't being taught in school. So we're basically taking that up.
One of the reasons I wonder if they're not is because of where we are. We're in a part of the city with a strong Mexican-American heritage. Not far from here, Cesar Chavez in the 1970s held a hunger strike for farm workers. Do you think that the fact that we're in Phoenix, which doesn't have a large black population, that there is more learning to be done in a place like this? Does that make sense?
One of the things I noticed down here is a lack of representation, specifically in positions of authority and influence. Mm-hmm. In New York, I didn't have that issue. I saw representation of myself. So I saw principals, I saw doctors, I saw psychologists, firefighters. You know, it was a mixture of people in those positions. When you come down here, you don't necessarily see that. When you look at the city council in Phoenix, there's not one black person on the Phoenix City Council. The governor, has there ever been a black governor in the state of Arizona?
No.
So there's no representation for black folks.
Does that make your job here more important?
It does.
The reason she started this job in the first place goes back to September 2020. With the country in turmoil over the death of George Floyd and the fight for racial justice, the city rejected Knight's plan to paint the words Black Lives Matter on a street in downtown Phoenix. The city manager said it wouldn't be safe. Since Phoenix wouldn't let her have that mural, Knight said she'd try to paint 28 more. Another factor motivating the project is this.
In Arizona schools, we will not divide people by race.
Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey is trying to ban critical race theory, the idea that racism in America is deeply embedded in our history and institutions. A bill recently passed the state house that would make it illegal for classroom lessons to make any student feel discomfort or guilt because of their race, ethnicity, or sex.
Arizona schools should be instructing our kids in the golden rule to treat one another with respect and judge people as Martin Luther King Jr. taught, on the content of their character and not the color of their skin.
Gisette Knight says it is wrong that most of the history taught in public schools is white history. And that's exactly why artist Giovanni Dixon is proud to paint this mural of pioneering black doctors that he had never heard about until recently.
Black history matters to me because I'm a black man in America, and I also believe that black history is American history. It sucks that I grew up not really being taught any of it, so it matters to me even more now to actually learn about my past and where I come from, and it also shows me what I can do.
And with a flick of his finger, Dixon sprays more paint onto the wall. The features of Dr. Vivian Thomas's face come into sharper focus.